We've got Whitaker this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in Reno, Nevada, high above the two beautiful arches and a couple of balls. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. We got Cadillac Cam here, Dogwater Dick in the back's here. We got a very special guest, and we got the band with Whitaker. Got it.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Practice makes perfect, Nick.
Did not say Whitaker.
So how long can our special guest stay quiet? Should we just
not
take bets?
Not a chance.
You hit that fucking post like a champ, boy!
It's right. It's the Reverend Rory Dow, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back, Rory.
Ladies and gents, I'm happy to be here. I'm so excited.
We tried to get him to forget where I live, but
My wife literally left town this morning at 8 a.m. with our two children to leave them at her parents in Las Vegas, and I got off work at 5 o'clock. And ran home to take a really big, nice, comfortable poo before I came over here.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for the info. I could have dealt without
Corey,
that.
Corey, are you typically an after-work pooper?
No. I just had a whole house to myself, and why not?
Right.
Oh, no, I pushed that out extra.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, I've already had enough of your shit. Whitaker, this is our old host who... our former lead host.
I'm the old
founding
host.
Founding member.
Yeah, we're founding member.
I would like to ask you...
He only did like 12
what's
years
what's your favorite tea?
and he's back for three fucking lucky weeks, right?
Yeah.
I hope so. I sure hope so. Listeners, viewers, as you may remember, I've taken a little time off because I have some young children in the house, and they're now bigger and out of town. So I'm back to play, and I'm really excited to meet a new band of people I don't know yet.
Hi.
Well, luckily we have that.
Yeah.
I mean, I vaguely met you downstairs as I awkwardly walked through the room and waved at you.
Yeah, let's do the who are you? What do you play? This is Whitaker, and we'll start with Dave the drummer.
Oh, me first.
I already said
surprise. Yeah,
David, I play the drums. I program the computer. It used to be a keyboard, but you know, it's hard to haul a keyboard on stage, so it's now a computer. Yeah. So that's what I do.
So when you hear the keyboard, Dave's actually doing that in the past.
Yeah, so actually
just like
months
this
ago.
Show.
Right.
Far out.
So your songs are somewhat recorded live in the recent past.
Yes.
Parts.
And the computer's playing you a click in your ear, and then you play drums along with that, and then they play you.
And then we re-record the synths out. Yeah.
Sweet. Wow. Okay. So there's a little peek behind what's happening. Sweet. So you hear keyboards, but they ain't no keyboard player.
That's Dave the drummer.
Yep.
Or drummer Dave.
Drummer Dave.
You should get a novelty act person to be your keyboard player. But moving on.
We were talking about that, actually.
Somebody with, like, one eye. Yeah. I mean, nothing against people with one eye, but that'd be a cool look.
Yeah, we're
like a pirate.
Yes.
They don't actually have to play keyboard. They could just... be like your hype
stand
man.
Behind the keyboard.
We want to
like Frankie goes to Hollywood.
We want to incorporate some drums, drum machine songs in the future. And the question is, like, what the heck do I do when that's going on?
And, oh, stand there and look cool and push buttons.
Put on a laser helmet.
Yeah.
Dude, tambourine.
You have the best job.
Tambourine. Come on.
Tambourine.
But
Mr. Yeah. Upstairs.
Let's come upstairs. Let's talk to the bass man here.
My name is James. I play bass and sing. And yeah.
Do you write the songs as well or?
We collectively write it. We do it together. Our method of writing music has changed. Before we kind of like I made up a bass line, or my brother would make up a guitar riff, and we just build off of that. But we decided to just create music all together. It's more conducive that way, and it's just
very cool.
Don't let James shortsell himself, though. He is our creative director. He's the
front man.
Yeah. Is anybody else writing the lyrics for you, or are you the lyricist?
Oh, I'm the lyricist.
Yeah. All right.
And you, your brother?
And then,
I'm Daniel, and I play guitar.
Rad.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Whitaker.
Thank you.
Very cool. And you know what's cool I haven't mentioned yet is I get to play a show with you guys with the band Alice, who's coming to town.
Oh, wait. Are you in Glitterbats?
Yep. I'm the drummer for the Glitterbats.
Nick's in like 18 bands.
Yeah. So it's just like 1/18th of the bands he's in.
Oh.
I'm really excited to meet you guys today and to play a show with you later. And like you were talking about on the Patreon about Zenobia is going to be there.
Yeah, she's going to open.
Check us out.
When
some
is
good goth DJ stuff.
I think it's on July, what is it?
July 20th?
I'm trying to find 20th?
It. Wait, pull up my calendar.
Yeah, I think it's July 20th or 19th or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's in a while, like a month.
Where's that going to be at?
It's going to be at Alturas Bar.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the cellar stage.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Everybody's favorite place.
Yeah, kind of one of the good places to play in town right now.
Yeah,
it's a good venue, great sound, good staff.
It's Saturday, July 20th. You're all wrong.
Oh, but they said July 20th.
Oh, they said 28th. I'm like, no.
I heard 2-0 from the guys.
Yeah, that was
it's
my
a Saturday, so I can go. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Have you seen Alice before?
Oh, wait, 28th?
I have never seen 20th, Alice before, 2-0, no.
Oh, it's the week before. Okay. Because the 28th.
Yeah, I know they're from LA, right?
Yeah.
Busy.
Okay.
And they do a show with the lights and the.
Yeah, they're a the mildly
costumes.
Big.
And
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's
cool.
Really, it's fun.
So far, we've played with Dancing Plague. That was probably the biggest band we played with. They're from Portland. And then we played with Ashes Fallen from Sacramento. And
Optic Sync.
How long you've been playing together in this name and lineup?
Has it been a year now?
I think it's just about a year.
Yeah, something like that.
Yay.
So
way to make it longer than 90% of people who have musical ideas.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't know that statistic.
It's hard for artists to get along long enough to actually have a band.
It's herding cats. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, all three of us are pretty easygoing guys, so we don't really get on each other's nerves.
Do you live together? Your brothers?
Yeah, I live with my brother.
Easy to coordinate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You showed up to practice, you better.
Yeah. Although we arrive late a lot.
It gives me time to set up. I got the computer and the drum set to set up, so
yeah.
It gives me time.
The robot keeps you company.
Yeah.
Like today.
And we got a couple more shows coming up. I think we're playing with a goth doom metal band from Canada called Tribunal.
What do they have to be sad about?
It's a good kind of
they live in Canada.
It's
like,
cool.
Right.
And they have a cello player too. It's weird.
Ooh.
It's kind of interesting.
Ooh, that's always
that
a good sign.
That's going to be at the Holland Project, I believe.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that awesome. This month or next month?
Oh, that's way in the future.
Way in the future.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another band from New York is coming here, Black Rose Burning. And Octavian Winters from San Francisco is going to be in that show too. So,
and that is going to be
October 3rd. So it's not for a while.
Is that at Alturas?
That's going to be at the Holland Project.
Oh, another one at Holland.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we got a couple.
It is October 3rd.
Yeah, October 3rd.
All right.
Have you guys done what is the Sunday?
Neutral Ground.
Have you done that yet?
Neutral Ground. What
yeah.
Is that?
So I run the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market, and we do a monthly, almost monthly, maybe bi-monthly at this point, matinee on Sundays. Just depends on if we have any other major events going on that month that take up all of our bandwidth. But we do try to do on the last Sunday of the month a kind of all ages Sunday daytime show. Typically, like for newer bands.
Okay.
It's just, you know.
Yeah,
I heard it out there, and
I've seen it advertised on Facebook. The Reno Punk Rock flea market.
You guys would completely
Now you've got to connect.
I really wanted to go to that. It was just like last month or something like that.
Which one?
The flea market.
Oh, it was in April.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was in April. Our next one is actually November 2nd and 3rd, happening at the same place it was last time.
Yes, I love El Sol. That.
Wasn't it a great venue?
Oh, my God, it was so awesome. Venue.
And this time, Rick, you're VIP. You get to go up in the artist.
Yes! Yes, I win.
He was talking about that the whole time. He was like, I wish I could go up there. And I'm like, I wish you would just fucking set so I would have brought you.
You don't want to be like, hey, I'm Dogwater Dick. I get to go wherever I want. You don't want to be that guy. You're just going to be like, I'm like everybody else. Just enjoying the flea.
Rick. You're Dogwater Dick. I'm Reverend Rory Dowd. We want to.
Dogwater Dick.
Do I get to be Santa this year again?
Yes, I was actually going to talk to you about
yes.
that.
Fuck
yes. Bam. See?
I'm in.
See?
Already.
No, so I was going to say, Dogwater Dick, yeah, absolutely does get to go wherever the fuck he wants. Because we're standing there, like, we're watching the bands. Rick actually came both days in a row. And
it was
all the
so
bands,
great.
All the bands would like see him out in the crowd and shout him out and be like, oh, "He recorded our music!"
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
Heterophobia
buddy.
Gave him a shout out, and like Spike gave him a shout out. Oh, it was great.
So
sweet. You're kind of a celebrity, Rick. You get to go wherever. You're VIP.
Nobody knows your face except the people that matter.
But anyway, okay. That's enough about me. I would love for you guys to come play the Flea or one of our adjacent events. But
yeah,
yes,
that would be
absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah, we're down.
Yeah. So anything. Are you guys like from Reno? How long have you been here?
Oh man, we lived everywhere.
From the Bay Area originally.
Most of our lives we lived in the Bay Area.
Yeah. And like exactly like Oakland or San
Francisco. Hayward, California. Yeah. Yeah.
When did you move to Reno?
I was born in Fremont.
Ooh, like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah, oh, okay. So you're pretty much locals. You're locals.
We've been here for a while, yeah.
Okay. Have you been in other bands?
Yeah, I've been in a band a long time, like in the Bay Area.
Did the drummer grow up with you in California?
No. We just met him.
Daniel?
Just met
David.
David. Remember? Yeah.
Drummer
David.
No, it's all biblical names. It's David, Daniel, and James. And fuck, what? No.
Biblical names.
James. There are two D's.
I guess we're
Daniel and David. There we go.
Based off of that.
No, I'm a recovered Catholic, and I just, these names are all the names that, I don't have a name like that. I'm a weirdo. I'm Rory. That's not in the Bible. Fuck. My sister's name's in the Bible. Goddamn Rebecca. No, there's no book of Rory. Well, there will be.
Oh, Lord.
You're writing it.
Any rate, sorry.
I was actually part of the hardcore scene in the Bay Area hardcore way back in 2000.
Right.
When Nerve Agents, were big, and those other big hardcore bands, and that was basically the first scene I was involved in, and yeah, it was really really fun. I remember it.
Hell yeah,
fucking awesome. Rad.
Is this your first band that you've been in?
Mine? No, I was originally in like three different metal bands, but my brother wanted to start a project, and he started. He's showing me his music, like Dark Wave and whatever.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
Okay. You guys have been musicians in Reno for 20 years. How have you not been on the show before?
Yeah, that is weird. Are you hiding from us?
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
They're in witness protection or something. I don't know.
Have you heard of the Lives We Live? Or
is that your older band?
Corner of the Sea.
Yeah,
that
was the one.
No,
that was a long time ago.
Oh yeah, but one thing I noticed that my brother had to do was since metal is pretty complicated, he had to kind of dumb down a little bit to play, this type of music. Yeah. Not saying like that. That it's easy to play, but it's more minimalist.
Keep
it's
simple, yeah. Stupid yeah, is a really good mantra in life. You don't need to be complicated.
Yeah,
I say, honestly, like I say that all the time about metal bands. It's not really like what I usually listen to, but it's impressive as shit.
Yeah,
like just
are you a metal shredder?
I can't really shred. I mean, I can play fast, but yeah, I was a lot better. But
you should have seen him.
But you have to slow down a little bit to not overshine the 80s keyboard. Right,
I really try to hit 80s, but
But like we kind of have different sounds we're playing with. So the stuff we're playing today is more our experimental stuff. So it kind of has like dark wave undertones with like metalish guitar. Kind of, it's not really metal though. It's like We utilize Overdrive to make it a little harder. But we're also writing other songs that are very specific to Dark Wave. The more dancey stuff you'll hear at, like, you know, Goth Night or whatever.
Hell yeah.
We want to get our stuff played by a DJ. You know, that's the goal.
Yeah, a lot of DJs are asking.
Like, yeah.
Good.
Shout out DJ Zenobia, DJ Tiger Bunny.
Nice. Tiger Bunny. Yeah, I'm hoping to go see Tiger Bunny over at the EP Listening Lounge this Thursday. I guess she's starting that up every other week over there.
That's a cool spot. Have y'all been there?
A little new wave night over on, it's Wells and Vassar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you been in there yet?
No, I've been wanting to go, but I always have fucking children, so I'm going to go.
It's called the EP Listening Lounge. I think, it was where Reno Coffee Company was.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if it's still Reno Coffee Company, but.
It's a bar
now. Graham. Well, yeah, they turned it into a bar, but you can buy records and stuff, and
you can
even, a listening lounge.
I think
like,
in the afternoon you can pop on records and stuff.
Yeah.
They have a sound system. I've been dying to go. It's just been hard to get out there. And
that's a cool spot.
Like this Tiger Bunny New Wave Night could be a little bit of fun and see some old friends.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That sounds good.
Every other Thursday, starting up this week on the 20th.
Nice.
Little plug. Love you.
Well, you guys want to give us your second song for the day?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Stir
I want to turn the lights out and just kind of like move and dance. I love it. I want to.
And dance and spin around with my wrists above my head.
Like, when you guys play live, is it... I don't know if I've ever been to, like, a Dark Wave, like, a live performance, like a band or whatever. What's it like?
It depends on the band. Like, there's a big umbrella underneath the dark wave.
Not
genre.
A real umbrella, but like,
it's a black umbrella.
Black umbrella, yeah. Or a black and white one.
It's a big umbrella.
But yeah, there's a lot of different sounds within the genre. There's some that kind of sound like The Cure. Mm-hmm. There's some like more chimier 80s new wave sounding, you know, brighter, but there's also the darker end.
I mean,
of
you
it.
Guys and lean just a little more into kind of the Bauhausy kind of feel of things. The
yeah.
Little, the darker, creepier kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
The keyboard sound reminds me of, did anybody ever listen to Jean-Michel Jarre?
Oh my God.
But no, that's that keyboard sound.
Yeah.
It's like an early
yeah,
80s
that,
keyboard
that
guy.
Bright synth with the dark music. Yeah.
And he had
yeah.
an album that was called Oxygen, and it was like, Oxygen 1, Oxygen 2, Oxygen 3,
Philip Glass kind
Oxygen
of shit.
4. Yeah, and it was just like, and it was all just him playing keyboards, and we all got really high and just listened to that shit.
That sounds like
I,
so.
I just think this
I,
is
dude,
really cool.
I don't remember all those albums, but I oh remember a friend telling me about how he was just the greatest synthesizer man ever.
And he probably was, but you can't take it for too long. And there's no lyrics, no nothing. It was just synth.
Yeah.
But.
I could take
yeah,
this
it was
all
like,
day long.
It was like Osric Tentacles, oh, but with like one guy.
I mean, imagine if it was just the keyboard track.
But yeah, I could listen to that all day long. And I am actually really excited to go. I see a lot of live music, but I've never seen this before live, so,
ooh,
it's, so it's kind of unusual for me to come across something I've not seen before, so I'm super stoked. Like, hell yes, Reno needs this.
Are you going to go to the Alice show?
Hell yes, I'm going to go. It's a Saturday night. You can't keep me away.
I think that's a good
only thing that would keep
sounds
me away
like
is if I'm sick.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to play with you guys, Glitter Bats.
Rad.
Yeah.
Rad. No, we're very excited. Cool. We're like always looking for more bands that are, you know, either horror or dark wave. Or
oh, we're very horror inspired. Like my brother and I, we grew up watching
goth.
Horror films.
Yeah.
So like that is a big part of our lives, and that's one of the reasons.
Did you guys?
We
did you guys check out Murder
You'll
Rock?
You'll love us then.
Oh.
Do you guys
you remember,
remember the word
Murder
Rock?
Murder Rock?
Murder Rock.
No, ooh, that was yeah. A lot of the people in Glitter Bats were in Murder Rock.
Oh,
and
okay.
Murder
that
Rock
was more
was,
metal.
Yeah, it was metal, oh, okay. But it was all about like
every
was all
song was about
a horror movie,
a horror or movie or a horror theme or
yeah.
a horror suit. Like you know, I love your guts wrapped up in the trees.
There's
you know,
oh
yeah?
Yeah. yeah,
but it was the same singer as Glitter Bats.
Yeah, so
Freddy,
like,
who's just one of the
Freddie.
I mean,
they put out a whole album of Stephen of the King. Songs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
the whole album is based on a
Stephen
King.
Pipes in Town for
okay.
my money.
Like, and different like B horror films that you would love. Yeah. And there were B horror
the
films
bats
that I
do
watched.
A lot of that too.
Just to see like what, because I know the song from Murder Rock, and then I'm like, I got to check. Devil Girl from Mars. Way better song than movie, but the movie wasn't bad. But she is hot. So, anyway.
Speaking of horror, did anybody go check out the opening of Reno's new horror
yes!
store?
I talked to them for like hours. Yeah. Oh,
not yet.
I didn't get to go because we were doing like Father's Day shit Saturday,
yeah,
but like,
yeah.
I want to go.
They have an exorcist room,
what?
And it's just so fucking. Oh, can
oh
I curse?
God. So, yes, what
is
this?
Okay.
It's a fucking
it's
curse.
Amazing. It is. It's. They did such a good job.
There's a new store, Rick, in town. It's a horror themed store. Like you can is
memorabilia.
Like memorabilia.
Yeah, it's more like the they have
museum.
They kind of have like the mainstream horror, you know, like the ones everyone knows. Like they have Greta from the Gremlins. They have
the
you know,
Chucky doll, in
Chucky,
a box.
Annabelle, Halloween, Conjuring. You know, stuff
these
like that.
These are things
but,
you can buy and bring home with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like a more movie, a horror movie themed Spencer Gifts kind of a thing is what I'm picturing. Did I make it sound shitty when I said
I don't know,
that?
I've not
yeah,
been
it's,
there,
it's much better. Like
super
it, they
cool
have
than that.
Amazing stuff in
they're
there.
They're locals
and,
too. They're just a couple of
where's
brothers who like just love horror
from
shit.
From what I read, it's a side business. They both have day jobs and so it's going to be open when they're not at work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's over Rick behind you know where the Starbucks is on Keystone.
Like there's two Keystone like, Starbucks.
So the Keystone Starbucks over by Rayleigh's.
Yes,
it's behind
Street,
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, like where that? Wait. Where that fucking the house with the mansard roof is?
Are you talking about the yellow house?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Exactly where it's at. Right
it's
next to
it. It's in the mansard roof house.
No,
oh,
it's
no,
next,
next
to
it.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would be the perfect building to have a horror store
that
in.
That actually would be the perfect
building. I mean, I'm sorry. Wow. Oh, my God. Did that used to be an AA club? I think I that used know. To be an AA club.
I wouldn't
you
know.
You would know better than us.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, wait, not supposed to talk about that. Damn it.
No, we could
cut
talk
that
about,
out.
We could talk about the fact that there is an AA club.
Oh, okay.
We just can't mention anybody being an AA.
Yes, okay.
That's
sorry, the I'm the asshole
it's
who
okay.
always says that.
I brought it up. So, no, there was a 12-step club was right over there.
Okay.
But that closed when I got sober. So I never actually went there.
Well, I heard it was a real success on Saturday.
Yeah,
and
I saw a lot of.
We had a lot of friends who vended.
They had a soft
from the
open
flea.
A week ago, and I heard a bunch of people say this is going to be the coolest show.
I fucking hope they do great.
This is the kind of thing to support in town. Yes. Any of us who've been around here for, we remember Polyesters, we remember the House of Black and White, all these great local, you know,
Happy Joy Joy
resources. R.I.P. Happy Joy, exactly. Yeah. Shit like
that. That was a cool spot.
We need to support these things so that they don't just get drowned in the, you know, not to just blame everything on gentrification, but on the gentrification that's happening across the entire nation.
Yeah, let's keep these guys in business.
Hell yeah. Yes. We all know it's incredibly expensive to open a business, especially
it's the
in
dumbest
Reno.
Idea in
it's
this
the
economy.
Dumbest idea. But,
don't do it.
So support them and help them not be dumb.
Yeah.
I mean that with all the love in the world.
Yeah.
Make it seem like this was a good idea.
Right.
I think they're going to do great. They got a lot of support. So
it's
I'm
a
stoked.
Good niche. Yeah. It's a good niche to hit.
Speaking of which,
Reno's a good place for that.
I know Sacramento has like their own horror film festival. We need our own. Like, how do we get that going here?
Ooh,
well, we do have a B film festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had Scum Dance, but
I don't think he's doing
it.
It
moved to San Francisco.
Mm. Oh, really?
So you guys came here and that festival went over to San Francisco.
Oh. Well, there's some other stuff going on too. Like our good friend Rhiannon, who we had on the show, she just did a little short film that won an award.
Oh.
Anthony,
we
Tony.
We talked about this on our show, right?
Actually,
yeah,
just,
we did on a previous episode.
Frankly, I'm sorry. Just a couple days ago, there was a Carson City sci-fi film fest that just happened. And one of the short films featured two songs from One Ton Dooley. I didn't tell you about that.
What?
I signed the release form.
Oh, fine. Very cool.
No, so I guess the point is, like, there's some kind of underground stuff happening, and we've got a lot of really cool creative folks in the community that are in the music community also, so there's, like, a lot of really good overlap who make some cool shit. We've got our friend Tony, who is also a filmmaker, and he has his own podcast. It's, like, a horror-themed podcast that's his own original stories that he
Season
tells.
Season 2?
I think so, yeah. And do you know the band Ozymandias?
I don't.
Oh my God, you need to. So the
local
singer
band?
From there, yes, they're locals, and she has like a true crime kind of creepy horror podcast too. Ooh. So there's just kind of this little underground horror scene happening in Reno. So
I guess you gotta like dig a little deep to find.
Well,
like,
no, you just gotta hang out a little bit. You'll meet
niche
them all.
And a niche and a niche.
Yeah.
You'll meet them all. You'll meet them all soon.
Yeah. We just started getting involved with the community here. So we're relatively new.
It won't take long. You guys are going to be great.
What's on your wish list of where do you want to play? What's the next venue you'd love to play a show that you've not played for?
Oh, the Sacramento show. What is that one?
I mean, in Reno.
In Reno?
What's the new factory called now? It's like
VSB.
Virginia Street.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be amazing, but
pretty cool to play there.
Yeah. We need to kind of get our stuff out there first.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that probably either they put on a local show once in a while, they'll do that, but probably like opening for a band that's kind of your style. That could happen.
Yeah,
they do
pick up locals a lot.
Easily achievable goal.
They'll ask for submissions. They all do.
And the great thing is, like, there's not a lot of music like that in Reno.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we don't have. That's not
find a hole and hit it.
Huge scene.
But that's kind of
motto of Reno.
So you stand out a little bit.
It's kind of problematic because, like, we've been playing with all sorts of genres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
In Reno, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
It's going to happen sometimes.
Every day is Mixed Bill Wednesday.
Right. and we love it. It's
and
Mary
Anarchy is always a mixed bag.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of every style. Yeah. More goth stuff in Reno. Come on, you guys.
Like, I think we're ready for it. There's like a big scene here, so it's...
Yeah, it's had a little bit of a lull, but it's time to come back.
Yeah. One thing I noticed... DJ Zenobia played a goth night at the Holland Project, And a lot of these kids from the college, UNR, mm-hmm. came, and it was like, it was sold out. It was insane. Yeah. And there was just everyone wearing black, and I was just like, whoa, I had no idea. Like,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You got to market to these folks.
College kids being depressed, that's a shocker.
When we did prom, though, we had kind of like a party in the front, goth in the back thing going on, and Zenobia actually DJ'd that, and we had glitter bats in the front, and people were there for it. They loved it. It was a vibe.
Oh, man.
It was great.
That was one of the... I'll always remember that show. It was very special. We just played all covers of really cool shit, and those kids just fucking loved it.
And it's kids, and it's very strange for me, being somebody in my 40s, who, you know, I'm like, I don't want to go to a thing where I'm hanging around a bunch of 18-year-olds, you know, like that's it. But the kids fucking love it, and they're so goddamn nice, and they... are just so fun. Grateful to have something they can go to that's accessible
watching
for them.
Watching people enjoy themselves.
I have been doing stupid shit on stage in Reno for 25 years, and the one driving factor in all of that is the kids.
Well, because you know, because there's always going to be new ones to forget the stupid shit you did.
Yeah, you don't know about.
That's not what I was trying.
Oh no,
I know, I'm just kidding.
I just man, there's always that.
Do you have like some Brian Jonestown massacre deal going on stage?
Well,
you don't want to know.
There's just been a lot of chapters into the stage act known as Reverend Rory Dowd. If you've caught some of them on a previous episode, you're lucky. We're not going to be reviewing
them.
They're
all wonderful.
Tonight.
And they made you who you are.
There's this one time camping out in the woods.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
We're not telling any of those stories.
Oh, I'm so intrigued now. I want to know.
Cover on a previous podcast.
Yeah, listen to the back catalog.
Well, I will now.
And usually, since you guys are virgins to the show, we would do a thing called the Worst Little Quiz. We're not going to be doing that today.
Which means
we're
going to have to come back.
We want to hear some more of your songs. So,
do we have two more?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do one now.
And then I got some stuff to talk about. And then
we'll talk
so
about the future.
So do you.
And then you guys will play a song that will go out.
Close us out.
Yeah.
Okay. A little nightcap.
Sounds great.
Sound like a plan?
What's the next song?
I don't know.
It is song 12.
Okay.
When you guys are ready.
Do your songs literally just, are they literally just numbered with no track titles?
He has
that's
names,
what we
but
have
we don't know them.
Titles for them, but we just call them numbers. I don't know. We're
that's
just,
pretty weird.
I kind of like, no, I like, it's not weird. It's,
is it laziness?
Sufficient.
It could be because I'm lazy.
Cryptic.
Yeah.
Mysterious.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that song number two was a hit.
I saw an improv troupe once in Chicago, and you'd go in and you'd shout out the number of what script you'd want to do, and they had them all hanging on a clothesline. It's like, number two, and they'd take votes. So, like, you do that with your set. Just have audience members shout out what song to play next.
It's funny because, like, our songs are in the order that they're written, and some get thrown away. So, like, they're not sequential, and they're not all there, so...
Like, there is no song 7.
There used to be.
Right.
There used to be.
Have any of the numbers turned into a different number later?
Yeah, actually.
Good
we
question.
Didn't know what number we were on, so we just called it song 20, and then we figured out what number it was, renumbered it.
Is that a sequence? Oh, no.
It evolved. It grew.
It's kind of like how we counted podcast episodes for a while.
Yeah.
Thank God for the website.
A little blurry for a minute. Yeah, that is one accurate way the computer knows. Which, speaking of that, we're going to have the Reverend Rory Dowd for episode 555 next week.
Oh, shit,
the
really?
The luckiest number.
With another goth band called...
Void Singer.
Void Singer, that's right. Void Singer.
I read ahead.
So, looking forward to that. And then Magic Larry Cooper episode, we'll still have the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Hell yeah.
I'm so excited to see Larry.
With his new album, Larry Cooper Must Die.
Yes.
A hit, a local hit. You should check it out. Larry Cooper Music, Google it. You guys ready?
Yep.
awesome. That's fun.
That's cool. So I'm trying to figure out what it reminds me of. It's like a little bit.
Is it a little Swansea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you all go. Right.
I don't know any of these bands you're talking about, but Swans? I just know this band in particular is pretty good.
Little Sisters, kind of.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. Jesus and,
not really Jesus and Mary Chain, let me think.
But they have enough reverb on their vocals to be in Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah.
You know, it harkens back to a lot of cool
If we put
shit.
Just as much reverb on everything else, then it would sound like Jesus and Mary Chain.
James
Do you guys know what
that.
They're talking about?
Some of it. Can you put more reverb on the drums?
Half the room has no idea what you guys are talking about.
We are very old, and we've listened to a lot of music. Listen to my mid-90s references. These guys were big back
mid-90s? You're talking
century.
Like 80s.
No, we're talking 80s shit, dude. For real. I mean, Jesus and Mary Chain, that yes. straddles 80s and 90s.
That's
yeah.
true.
A little bit, you know.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey's Dead. We're never going to do that kind of sounding stuff again. Now, here's an album that sounds exactly like the last album.
I never got into Jesus and Mary Chain. I played them when I got older, and I listened and was like, wow, underneath all these effects, I have the feeling something really lame is going down.
Underneath all these effects, I'm pretty sure somebody has a heroin addiction.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to listen exactly. to them on the way home and but fuck up my Spotify algorithm just so I know what you're
yes,
talking about.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, you should. It's great stuff. It's a good time.
All right.
And you'd even recognize some songs. You'd
I listened to every album one time and then was like, okay, I think I'm good.
All right.
Nerd. But yeah, you listen to Skinny Puppy over and over again.
Oh, for till the day I die. Yeah. And that's terrible. So.
Fetus.
Oh, God, to this day, every day. Every day I listen to Fetus. Still.
Is it Fetus or Float? I just hate the way they
fetus.
Spell it. I know, but I hate the way they
but that
spell
is,
it.
That's
like
a traditional.
Remember that when you talk
I
about Fetus.
I believe that's the Greek spelling?
It's him, not they.
Oh.
Correct.
I don't know.
And it's not an.
It is one guy in
thing.
His
one
lonely
guy.
Apartment in New York with a synthesizer and a sequencer.
And a studio and like, yeah. And a tape machine and yeah, it's fucking amazing.
All right, then.
So,
all right.
Does all the Venture Brothers and... Yeah,
no, he's fucking amazing.
And Archer. Archer's
yeah,
music.
Yeah, Fetus
is
Archer, like the show?
Yes.
He does all the music.
Jim Thirlwell from is the guy who does it, and that's the same guy who's Fetus.
Okay, I will gladly fuck up my Spotify
my
algorithm for
oh,
that.
Oh, No. Now listen to like the album Nail or the album Hole. Like Nail or Hole, like that just won't fuck up. That's really good music.
I have a feeling you're lying to me.
No,
Fetus
Nail
reaction.
Fetus Hole. It's fucking amazing. It's like,
which is
it's
the
really
album
good.
Where he hates himself? More than the world.
Oh boy.
I think that's Hole. And then Nail is the one where he's like, it's like a character that's like a serial killer that kills women, kind of a thing.
All but right
it's
then.
Yeah. He's got issues with women in that album, but
sounds
I think it's like.
Sorry,
a
we're going down a road. We should not go down
yes,
a road.
Yes, we don't have time for this, guys. God.
Carson told me that that's. Never mind.
Enough in the past.
Mean,
let's talk about the
you
future.
Guys would like this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
life changing.
The only band that I recognize was Skinny Puppy.
Thank God. Good for you.
Yeah, but yeah, I've never heard of the other.
Check out Fetus.
Fetus.
Foetus.
And it's not.
Fetus
it's not
Melon.
All good. Yeah, nose is running, Fetus Melon, you know.
Okay, I'll check them out. Yeah, I'm always looking to broaden my
Hole and Nail. Start with Hole and Nail.
Right on.
But what about you guys? What do you have lined up next?
What's the next show for y'all?
Next show is the Alice show.
July 20th?
Okay. Yeah.
Alturas, very cool.
Yeah, and then the Tribunal from Canada, and then Black Rose Burning. I know Black Rose Burning is a huge band in the area. They're pretty...
Zach, you said?
No, they're from New York.
New York, pardon me.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So that it's an honor to play with those guys.
Did you say they're from the New York?
No, I don't know. Sounds come out of my mouth. Stop it. I'm an old man.
The New York?
Not the New York.
But where can people find your information on the interwebs? Are you on
so
social
far,
media?
Yeah, we have an Instagram at Whittaka Music, WITTIKKA Music.
And double consonants, single vowels.
Yeah. But
you know, I actually didn't know that. This is news to me.
But
hey,
yeah.
Check out your own Instagram. My
I am actually follow going to
it.
Go do that.
Yeah, like give it another follower.
I will do that.
God damn it, David.
I'm sorry. You got to tell me these things.
What are you doing?
It is important for all the members of any project to follow their own stuff just to get the little, like, you know, snowball rolling.
Yeah, I'm bad at that too. Okay, so we're definitely going to not miss your show. With Alice and Glitter Bats. That's going to be really fucking epic. Everybody listening to this will be there.
I'm looking forward to that.
We have anything else coming up this week?
Oh, yeah.
You guys?
Yes. One Ton Dooley's got a show in just a couple of nights on Wednesday night over at the Cellar Stage, also at Alturas on lovely 4th Street. We're going to be playing with Riot Radio and the Scoffs. One's a sack band and one is from somewhere Pacific Northwest. I don't remember.
I mean, goth band, right?
No, I think this is going to be some high-powered rock.
Yeah, this is
this is going to be a rock show. Mark Ernest,
I got garage super excited. Punk. Yeah. Garage punk, a ska band with like way too much black lace. You know what I'm saying?
That would be fantastic.
I'm
here for that.
Are there ska bands still out there?
Yeah.
Good ska question. Happens.
Oh my god.
He's like, oh god, I'm in a room with ska.
Ska happened.
I just remember listening to Mustard Plug way back then.
Oh yeah. The Skank and Pickle.
Skank and Pickles.
Good times.
And then I've got like the show. If you're going to go out in Reno on Friday, you don't want to miss this show. We fucking love Jeunesse and the Juice.
Oh, yeah.
We love Jeunesse Carter, right?
Oh, yeah.
So she's doing, it's basically at Cypress on Friday night at 8 p.m. It's 3 straight hours of Jeunesse doing what she does best.
No shit.
Did you guys know that Kelly Proud is actually in her band now, too?
No.
Yeah, wow. So she plays keys and she sings backup. And she still has a bunch of the members of Black Rock City All-Stars. And, you know, it's just, you know, the all-star lineup. She has a whole bunch of
shit. But
with
Jeunesse in front.
Oh, who would be in front of Jeunesse? Can you even imagine? Of course she's in front. She's got a lot of surprises planned from other local musicians. And it's going to be pretty fucking epic. I was told to tell people to dress to quote, I'm sorry, quote, dress to shake ass, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah.
Imagine going to a Parliament Funkadelic show. I think that's
pretty
how
much.
You should dress.
Yeah.
Never ask Bootsy Collins if you could borrow a coat.
Dress to shake ass, people. Go do it.
Show up to impress George Clinton and you might impress Jeunesse.
And then Nick and I are going to go out of town this weekend to Greggle on Saturday to see one of my favorite musicians ever at the Brewing Lair in Portola. Greggle Blairston. Corey Brannon. I don't know if anybody's listening and knows him. Our good friend Tim set up this show out there. Brewing Lair's a really badass place to go.
Three girls in Birkenstocks are looking up tickets right now.
No, it's free, man. It's free.
Oh,
it's free.
There
you
go.
They got a food truck. You can play frisbee. Hang out in the grass. It's going to be fun.
Sweet.
But then Sunday, this is something I'm really fucking excited about because ever since we have had this person on our podcast, however many years ago it was, I've never seen him play a show. Do you guys remember Just Alfredo?
Yeah.
Yes.
He left his book here.
Dude.
Sunday,
I still have his book.
Sunday at Black Rabbit Meadery.
No shit.
Yeah,
it's this
like
Sunday.
It's like 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. or whatever. It's Just Alfredo.
Dude, I'm going to go and bring his book.
He's fucking rad. So for anybody who doesn't know,
I don't have
he's
kids
this
in my house this Sunday.
Fucking badass musician from Venezuela who just like shreds at this, I don't know, like spaghetti westernish kind of, like he's the kind of guy you want to pay to follow you around to introduce you into a room. Like
really cool theme music.
Cool theme music.
He does like a looper pedal.
Yeah, he's a looper pedal and get really, really high before you go.
Yeah, so good.
Really cool
psychedelic shit.
So yeah, please go see those shows. Also, Friday night, I would be remiss to not mention this. Our good friends, Heterophobia in Slutsville, are playing at, Midnight Coffee Roasters has a new Midtown location. It's over there where Press Start used to be on Virginia.
No shit.
Yeah, so it's over
what
there.
What the fuck, are you serious?
Yeah, for reals. So, and they're playing with a couple other bands.
When are they open? Are they open like, I'll find
I don't know. Fuck. Well, we'll have to look it up. I only knew about the location downtown.
Yeah.
Which is You know, I've been to a few times, great but it's coffee. Very, very small. Great coffee. They help us out at the Flea a lot. They're wonderful people.
Not all coffee roasters make dark roast like they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I thought for sure, like, that's where the show was, and I was like, where the fuck are they going to put everybody? Where are they going to put the band? No, no, it's in Midtown. They have a second location.
That,
now,
where the
so.
Old Press Start was. Yeah, yeah. Which is, that's big enough
yeah.
for a band.
Yeah,
it'll,
so
it'll
it's
be tight
be...
and sweaty.
Yeah, that's a good
like
show.
It 90 degree weather the next week and a half.
Lord, you know? Fuck, yeah. All right. Not, I'm not ready.
Today was the last cool day. Tomorrow it's going to get hot again.
Oh, it's beautiful.
No, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good luck.
I know.
Don't die. If you
have any... work in an office. I have to work in people's homes. And it's like 85 degrees.
I work in a jail. So.
You work in a jail.
At least we don't have
no, literally,
that
I do work
East
in
Coast
jail.
Humidity.
Oh.
Because that's just like.
Oh, God, I know, right?
Unlivable.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Ugh. All
spent
right.
Spent some time in Jersey quite a few summers ago. And yeah. The humidity was crazy.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Fireflies were
I
cool,
moved
though.
From Missouri to so Nevada cool. and never left 25 years ago, except one visit to Louisiana that reminded me why I left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The flatlands.
I like the high and dry.
High dry.
All right, guys. So, fuck. It's been a great visit.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. David, I hope I never see you again.
Yep.
I never saw you tonight.
Oh. Yeah.
Just don't look my way when you're around the corner, you know?
Yeah, don't make eye contact. Yeah. We're important people.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But no, really, guys, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. I like your sound a whole lot, and we hope to see a lot more of you here in the next coming months.
Thanks for having us.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
What's the name of your last song? What number?
This song is number 5.
It has a name.
5!
What is the song name? Messianic Panic.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
Panic. All right.
We've all been there.
Well, with that, so we want to shout out to Strice, the man who helps us out in the background. And Reverend Rory's right here this week. So, right.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to all of our Patreon subscribers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brian Star Cowell, thanks for joining the group. And if you'd like to join the group, check us out on Patreon/Worst Little Podcast.
That's it. We haven't said Patreon in a while.
Patreon.
Huh, it's always Patreon.
Yeah, I know. I do it wrong on purpose.
I know. It's the Rory Dowd way. It's
Patreon.
Awesome.
Patreon.
And we miss you, Chewy, and Ian, and all the rest.
Yes, we do.
Please patronize us.
It's good to have you back, Rory.
I'm
looking
you guys.
Forward to the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. God.
All right, you guys, close us out.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Thank you.
the significance of the extreme spiked heel and the tight boot.
Dogwater Studios.
Strange flagellation cults.